Welcome to Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Broderson, an outreach ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California. For joining us today on Back to Basics, a program designed to take you back to basic principles for living found in the Word of God. Pastor Brian is currently teaching through a series of topical studies, and coming up, we're being encouraged about the abundance of God's mercy and what that means for us. The message is called The Mercy of the Lord, so let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Lamentations as we go back to basics.
God's heart is still one of love. His objective is correction and restoration. That's what we need to know. We need to understand that. We need to realize that God is a merciful God. And so Jeremiah says, His mercies never come to an end. His mercies never come to an end. His mercies can't come to an end. It's not possible that they could come to an end because His mercies are tied to His nature. Now, we are not by nature merciful as people. We can be merciful. Some people are completely merciless, but we can exercise discipline and we can force our will to go in the direction of showing mercy at times. But, you know, the natural inclination of man is not really to be merciful or not to be excessively merciful. But God's very nature is merciful. When the Lord revealed Himself to Moses, Moses had asked God, he said, Lord, show me your glory. If I found favor in your eyes, Lord, show me your glory. And the Lord said, Moses, no man can see my glory and live, but I will put you in the cleft of the rock and I will pass by and you will see my glory that follows me. And so the Lord did that. And it says there that as the Lord passed by Moses, the Lord proclaimed the name of the Lord and he said, the Lord, using the name Yahweh, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, full of compassion. This is God. This His name. Now, remember, the name of God is it's indicative of His character, of His nature. So, what's right there at the very top of the list? The Lord, gracious, merciful, full of compassion. You see, the mercy of God is tied to His very nature. Psalm 103 tells us, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. See, this is who God is. Isn't that a wonderful thing to know? This is God. God's merciful. He's not reluctant to show mercy. He's anxious to show mercy. He delights in showing mercy. He's looking for opportunities to show mercy. Now we're talking a lot about mercy. What is mercy? What are we talking about? Well, there are many definitions that have been given, but I like this one the best. Mercy is pity or compassion with action that results in the alleviation of distress. That's what mercy is. Now, think about it. It's possible to have pity on somebody, but that's just kind of where it ends. It's even possible to have compassion towards somebody, and yet it doesn't go beyond that that feeling in your own gut of, oh, I feel so bad for them. Those are good feelings, to have pity on somebody like that, or to have that kind of a compassionate emotion. That's a good thing. But it doesn't go far enough. You see, there needs to be some action to alleviate the situation that has evoked those kinds of emotions. That's what mercy is. Mercy is pity or compassion with action. This is what God does. He looks at us and he pities us. We're told again in Psalm 103, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. He remembers our frame. He knows that we're dust. He knows that we're frail, that we're weak. And he looks at us and he has pity. You know, just like we as parents, looking at our children, if they're suffering, they're going through a time of illness, or if they're, you know, maybe their feelings have been hurt, or, you know, something's happened. We know what it's like to look at our child and to just have such pity on them, or just such compassion for them. That's how the Father is. But then he's merciful, so he acts. He steps in to remedy the situation, to alleviate the distress. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about merciful. God looks upon us with compassion. We read about Jesus in the Gospels that he looked at the multitudes and it says that he was doubled over with compassion for them because he saw them as sheep not having a shepherd. But it didn't stop with that emotion. Then Jesus fed them. They were hungry. Jesus healed them. They were sick. Jesus spoke those words of life to them. You see, so there's the combination, the pity, the compassion, but then the action which led to our understanding of mercy. But here's what we're seeing about God. This is what the prophet is saying. His mercies never come to an end. Listen to this. They are new every morning. God's mercies are new every morning. And whatever you did last night or yesterday or last week or over the past 10 years or over the past 30 years, if you have come to the place of saying, oh God, forgive me. Oh God, have mercy. Guess what? The mercy is there. When you open your eyes in the morning, the mercy of the Lord is there to greet you. Do we realize that? Do we think like that? I don't think we do. I think quite often we think just the opposite. We think that the Lord is angry. He's full of wrath. He wants to judge me, and I understand that perfectly. He ought to judge me because I'm such a miserable sinner. It is true. We are miserable sinners. Make no mistake about it. But it's not true that God wants to judge us. His mercies are new every morning. But we don't think this way. But you see, this is why we have the Bible. This is why we have this revelation. We need a revelation of God. We need God to tell us about himself, who he is, because we would come to the wrong conclusions. We would think him other than merciful. But he is merciful. His mercies are new every morning. You know, I've had times in my life when as I've awakened in the morning, I felt like the devil was sitting at the end of my bed, pointing his finger at me, saying, oh, you miserable sinner. You deserve the wrath of God. You deserve the judgment of God. Well, you know, in a sense, that is true. I do deserve that. But that's mercy, not getting what I deserve. And God has mercy for us. But we need to grasp this. We need to realize it. We need to not listen to the voice of the enemy that says, God is finished with you. God is fed up with you. God's mercy toward you has run out. We need to stand on the Word of God that tells us that His mercies never come to an end. They can't come to an end because they're tied to Him, and God is eternal. And the eternal God is a merciful God, so His mercies are always going to be there. They're never going to run out. There's no exhausting them. There's no point when a person comes and casts themselves upon the mercy of God, and God says, no, I'm sorry, we are out of mercy. We no longer have a supply available of mercy. As long as you've got breath, as long as you can think to turn to the Lord, there's mercy that's available. His mercies, they never come to an end. They are new every morning. Now, there's two things that I think we need to realize here. Number one, we need to realize if we find ourselves in a place like Israel was, in a place of desolation, in a place of grief, in a place of misery and suffering because of our sin, we need to realize that God has mercy. And He's wanting to bestow that mercy upon us. And we need to embrace that and not listen to that condemning voice of the enemy and lay hold of this great truth of God's mercy. But not everyone is necessarily in that exact position today. And some might say, well, this message doesn't really have much application to me because I'm doing fine and I'm not rebelling against the Lord and I'm following Him and He's blessing my life. And that is fantastic. But there is, I think, an application. We need to be dispensers of mercy as well. And in some cases, you need to receive mercy today. In other cases, some of you need to give mercy. And the Lord is wanting to remind you that He is merciful. And since this is the way He is, this is the way that He wants us to be. Because like I said earlier, and you know it's true, we have a tendency toward being merciless. Or we have a limit to our mercy. We have a point where we say, you know what? I've shown enough mercy, and that's all I'm going to show. It's over. It's the end. And then we withhold mercy. But His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. God wants us to lean on Him and call upon Him and trust Him to supply us with mercy, His mercy to give to people. In a lot of cases, people are going to be more apt to receive God's mercy if you're showing them mercy as God's child, or representative, or servant, or whatever the case might be. If you're withholding mercy, it truly could kind of cloud their vision of the merciful God. So this is why Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. This is why the New Testament tells us that mercy triumphs over judgment, that we are to be merciful to others, because this is how God is, and this is how He has been toward each of us, because all of us have experienced God's mercy. Of course, initially in coming to faith in Christ, that was the mercy of God that led us there. But how many times have we experienced God's mercy over and over again in our lives? I know that I have experienced much mercy from the Lord. So I want to be merciful. But I struggle sometimes. Something in me says, no, you've been merciful enough. They need now that iron rod laid upon them. And you know, honestly, I used to be more inclined to lay the rod on people. But I don't know. I guess maybe, you know, living longer and realizing my own need for mercy, it's just helped me to become more merciful. But this is the heart of God. And so Jeremiah says, in thinking of all these things, great is your faithfulness. God is faithful. And in the midst of the misery and in the midst of the desolation, Jeremiah says, this is what I hope in. I hope in the mercy of the Lord. This is why I can still have confidence that everything will turn around, that things will get better, that there can be a bright future. There can be because of the mercy of the Lord and because the Lord is faithful. He's faithful to himself. He's faithful to correct. He's faithful to forgive. He's faithful to heal. Do you know that today? God is faithful to forgive. Have you cried out to him for forgiveness? As maybe you're sitting there in just that pool of despair because of the things that you've brought upon yourself. Do you know that as you've cried out for forgiveness, that God has forgiven you? Have you accepted that? Have you received it? God is faithful. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. You say, well, I confess, but I don't know. I just don't feel like God could forgive me. So what? He did, if you were sincere in your confession. Don't let how you feel or don't feel determine what reality is. You see, this is how the enemy trips us up. We don't feel. I don't feel forgiven. But you are if you've confessed your sin, because he's faithful and just to forgive you. See, if you've confessed your sin to God, if you have said, Lord, I have sinned. If you've done that, God says he's forgiven it. And he's faithful to do it. But listen, he's not only faithful, says he's just. And here's the other side of that. If you honestly confessed your sin and God didn't forgive your sin, that would be an injustice because your sin was paid for by Jesus. So God has put himself under a legal obligation to forgive you because of what Christ did. And so if you confessed your sin and God didn't forgive your sin, it would be an injustice. God is not unjust. He's righteous. And that's why John says, not only is he faithful to forgive our sin, but he's just to forgive our sin. God has forgiven you. But you say, okay, well, I'll try to accept that, but I can't imagine that anything could ever be restored. I can't imagine that I could be healed or that I could serve the Lord in the future or expect any kind of blessing down the road. I've probably forever messed that up. No, you haven't. I will heal their backslidings. I will love them freely, God said. You know what the Lord does when he brings us back from those backslidings, when we turn to him? You know, he brings us in and he just says, all right, here we are. Let's go. Let's get a fresh start. I was talking to a friend the other night and he was telling me about a backslidden season that he had gone through. And it was amazing as I was listening to his story because as he was telling me the dealings of the Spirit with him while he's in this backslidden place, I'm thinking of my own dealings with my own child who was some time ago in a backslidden place. And as he's sharing with me the things that God was speaking to his heart and the grace and the mercy that God was showing him, I was thinking, wow, that just reminds me so much of what I was doing with my own child. And of course, I'm not more merciful or gracious or loving than God. But as he was telling me this, and you know, but the one thing that he was saying to me was, you know, I thank God I'm back, and you know, but God can't do anything with me in the future. I've forfeited all of that. I've just blown it to the point where, you know, I can't expect restoration, or I can't expect that God would actually use me. Well, if his forgiveness was a partial forgiveness, that would probably be true. If his mercy was a limited mercy, that would probably be true. But his forgiveness is full. His mercy is full. And you see, when God forgives, he heals, he restores, and he can bless us in the future. He can bless us in the future. So know that today. You might have just messed everything up. Your life might truly be a disaster because of bad choices, wrong decisions, because of sin. But if you've asked for forgiveness, truly, if you've turned away from that and back to the Lord in your heart, you know what? God can do wonderful things. And you can have hope. There was no more pitiful a sight than the destruction of Jerusalem. And as Jeremiah walked through the rubble of that city, of course, there would have been many that would have thought, never again will this city rise. Never again could there be a blessing upon this place. But there was, and there will be. And the same is true in your own life. There will be, because God is faithful. Great is your faithfulness to correct us, to forgive us, to heal us, and ultimately to bless us. Have you sinned? Have you made a mess of things? Is your life in shambles? Do you want to be forgiven? Do you want to be restored? Well, come to Jesus, the fountain of mercy. The place where God's mercy is dispensed. And as you come to Christ, you will find that there is a river of mercy flowing from him, ready to receive you back, ready to forgive you, ready to restore you. And then for those that have been struggling with showing mercy, remember this: God has shown mercy to you. And blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain more mercy. God has shown me a lot of mercy, and I'm going to need a lot more in the future. So I want to be a dispenser of mercy. If you're struggling yourself with showing mercy, just take a little bit of time and think about the mercy that God's shown you. And then ask him to give you the grace to be merciful in that situation. It's all in Jesus. He is that dispenser of mercy. God's mercy comes to us through him, and he says to us, he says, come to me. If you're burdened down, if you're weighed down, if your sins have overcome you, if life has come down hard upon you, come to me, and I'll give you rest. And that's what he does. As he shows us mercy, he gives us rest. Remember this: the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. And how thankful we are for that.
Thanks for joining us today on Back to Basics Radio with Pastor Brian Broderson. We'll return next time with more biblical insight from the Scriptures. But if you missed any part of this study or you'd like to review it again, you can do so by going to backtobasicsradio.com. Click on Resources, then Audio. There you'll find all of Pastor Brian's teachings through the Bible, and you can either podcast, stream, or download for free. If you'd like a CD, you can call us at 1-800-733-6443 and request a message by title or resource number. Today's message is called The Mercy of the Lord, and the resource number is OBB548. If you have any questions or encouragement, or would like to support this ministry, we'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us directly at backtobasicsradio.com. You can also follow Pastor Brian on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thanks again for tuning in today, and we pray the Lord continues to strengthen and encourage you in your faith as we study through the Word of God together. Back to Basics Radio is an outreach ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California.